footstep sounded on the stairs. The gray leather paneled door swung open, revealing Justice Bartholm and Mistress Uther, the assessor who'd assigned them to the foundry. The thin cloak, Vale, beckoned them in. "About time," he griped. Guyon stared at Bartholm.
"Why is he here?"
he stammered. He wished he sounded less afraid. They'd probably take that as a sign of guilt.
"It is required by the statutes," Vale said. "We are not gangsters, are we, Yannick?"
The rotund cloak glanced up from the notebook he'd been sketching in.
"We are not, Vale."
Mistress Uther regarded Vale. You could have wrung the apprehension from her face.
"Couldn't this have waited till morning?" she whipped.
"The office doesn't sleep, my dear."
"You're not with the office."
She turned to the younger of the gray women behind the table. "Are you in accordance with this, Mistress Hoburn?"
"Just following orders, Mistress Uther."
"And you, Mistress Gilfrani?"
"Fulfilling my talent, Uther,"
the crone squawked. She pulled a grotesque face, gnashing her pink gums together. Uther looked away in disgust, turning back to Vale.
"What is the meaning of this? What possesses you to ride all the way out here for him?"
"Let me allay your fears, Mistress Uther," Vale replied. "We are not here to punish you for your oversight, merely to use your facilities."
She snorted. "Fears? I have no fears. This is a singular achievement, dear lady, and good to hear. This is my office. You will answer me."
"Let us call it an audit," Vale returned. "But shall we keep the questions to a minimum? I am sure we would all like to see our beds before dawn."
Guyon had the feeling that didn't include him. The justice took a stool in the corner. He glared over. Guyon rubbed his eyes, a migraine coming on. He tried Vale again as politely as he could manage.
"Sir, please, what is this about?
Did I ask you to speak?" "We are here to test your binding. If all is well, you will be issued a certificate."
He paused.
"There's no reason all should not be well, is there?"